Whilst the government scrambles to try and rescue a crumbling economy, many people are struggling to keep up with their debts. Lani Tyndale spoke with a victim of the economic halt and how best to cope with ongoing financial commitments.
All across Australia, pubs, cinemas, restaurants and retail stores have been shut down to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This week has seen the most job losses in Australia for the last 100 years. Liam is a bartender from Queensland. He told me that he lost his job last week.
I pretty much finished the shift and then the owner of my company sent out an email to everyone saying that we'd have to close the doors until further notice due to the coronavirus.
Helen Baker is a financial planner. She says the first thing to do if you've lost your job is try and access Centrelink payments.
The government's put a lot of things in place to help support people. So the first place to go is there because that gets that income stream going.
Liam has tried to access Centrelink. Like a lot of people, he hasn't been able to get through to the website.
I've been trying to get onto Centrelink, but it's quite hard. The site keeps crashing because of the amount of people that are trying to get onto it.
While you're waiting for Centrelink to get back to you, Helen says it's actually easier in this restricted environment to save money.
Like, we don't have, gyms anymore. We don't have the pubs open anymore. We don't have a lot of things that we would do for fun are no longer available. So that's the immediate area where there should be some savings. So if you're paying to have memberships to anywhere where that is no longer a service, then you need to start cutting those things off.
There are other things you can do to ease the cost of living. I spoke to the head of Financial Planning Australia, Marissa Broom. She says, if you haven't lost your job yet, make sure you have emergency savings. If you aren't able to repay your mortgage, it's time to call your bank.
I think the most important thing at the moment is the banks have invited their clients to come to them and be open and upfront, so that if you've lost your job, you can't meet your repayments, your income's fallen, go and be open with your bank.
If you're renting, Marissa says you should call your landlord and see if they'll reduce your rent or let you pause it. You might consider moving or subleasing a room in your house. If you have a fine, credit card repayments or another bill that you're not able to pay, call your provider or the relevant government agency and see if they will let you pay later or create a payment plan. Not everyone has savings to buffer them from a job loss. Liam is one of those people.
Due to personal reasons, I had to pay for some things. I didn't have any savings behind me. I'm fortunate enough to live with my grandma at the moment. But there are things. My best friend is just 2 or 3 days before the announcement. He moved out of home and is now paying rent but doesn't have any income.
I asked Marissa, what should people do if they're really desperate and they need money immediately?
I believe most people are really, really being conscious and flexible and trying to do the right thing by their clients, whether their clients through a real estate agent, whether their banks through their customers. So be upfront and actually ask for help. Don't try not to do a payday lender because the interest rates you'll be gouged, and gouged is the only word. You'll just never get back on top of that.
The government is also letting people access their superannuation early. But Marissa says, be wary of taking that option.
I'm really worried about this encouragement of people accessing super. I understand it if you're on the brink of losing your house, that accessing super may actually put that off until you maybe improve. But to access your super now when markets have fallen 40%+, and most people's super is invested in equities in markets around the world. That's just something that will be very, very difficult to catch back up.
We know that being stuck at home and having financial stress can put a lot of pressure on relationships. We also know that rates of domestic violence will increase in this period. Helen Baker says It's important that anyone in a domestic violence situation reaches out for help, regardless of their financial situation.
Making sure that you've got somewhere to go, reaching out for support. The Salvation Army is always a great place to start. 1800 Respect, so the old RESPCT song. Dial that number, get the support that you need, have somebody to talk to, feel safe, and don't be afraid to reach out.
We can expect that in the following months, more people will lose their jobs and their businesses as social distancing restrictions become harsher. Marissa stresses, it's important to remember that this is temporary and we will all come out the other side.
We really are in dire straits. Pick up the phone. There are financial counsellors out there. There are lots of financial planners that do pro bono work. If you have a financial planner, go and see them before you make some rash decisions about what to do, because you're under financial stress as well as all the other stresses that are taking place at the moment. Just pick up the phone and get some advice from someone. Financial Counselling Australia have got enormous numbers of very well-trained people that work for them. Go and get some advice before you make some rash decisions. And everybody's in this together. So I guess, you know, the thing is, if you need help, pick up the phone with your bank, pick up the phone with someone, speak to someone. And if it's just an emotional and mental health issue, pick up the phone to those services that are out there too. Don't think you're going through this alone. The whole country, in fact, the whole world's going through this.
That was Marissa Broome from Financial Planning Australia, talking to anyone who's lost their job or their income due to the COVID-19 restrictions. If you are struggling financially, you can call the National Debt Landline on 1-800-007-007. If you're struggling with your mental health, you can access support from Lifeline on 13 11 14.
Lani Tyndale reporting there.